I like that name, Michelle, don't you? Michelle. I have a very good friend and business associate by the name of Michelle Lippmann. A very talented writer and equally talented barrister, has his office just around the corner. I'm facing east now. He's just around the corner. I forget the name of the building, 707 Market Street or something like that. Very, very fine building, and occasionally why, I stop by and see him. He's done a lot of things for radio, and very good things they are, too. Let's see, are you familiar with, we used to have it on early. We still have it on. I don't know if we have it on at the same time now or not. Seems to me they changed the time slot. It's a five-minute thing. It has to do with the law. What is it? Point of Law. Tremendously interesting thing wherein each episode deals with a different case, legal case, that points up the point of law involved, you know, and it poses a question, tells the story, poses the question as to how would you decide this? Would you say that the plaintiff was right or wrong, or would you say that the defendant was right or wrong? And then the point of law involved and how the decision went against either the plaintiff or the defendant. I'm sure you've heard it. If you haven't, why, give it a listen, and I will make a note right here now. I will write, Point of Law, what time is it on? I was accused here recently by the big man of not listening to the station. He says, you ever listen to the station? I said, sure, I listen to the station when I have the time. Why? He says, well, you call our afternoon program Dimension. And I says, well, it is. He says, well, part of it is. I says, well, that's the part that I was talking about. I wasn't talking about the other part. So, so it came out all right. Those five-minute Dimension things, you know, too. What are they? They're on the hour and on the half hour, I think. And they represent some of the greatest talent in the world. Some of the most talented actors and actresses and public figures and some of the finest writing in the world is presented in those little five-minute vignettes. I think they're tremendous. Of course, you know as well as I that the two Freds are the men who hold forth all afternoon long here. And, gee, if you don't, if you've missed them, why, you're missing a tremendous duo. And, of course, it's Spectrum 74, and the Freds are Fred Gerner and Fred Wilcox. Sure, Fred Gerner and I had a tremendous set of tennis Sunday. I don't think he should have played. He'd been involved in an automobile accident. And after we had played, oh, golly, we were tied, what, 3-all, 4-all, 5-all, 6-all, 7-all, 7-all, 8-all, 8-7, 8-all, and so forth. I think he finally whipped me 12-10, as I recall. And, boy, we were about ready to collapse. And then he says, you know, he says, I think my ribs hurt me a little bit. I better have them x-rayed. I thought to myself, this is a heck of a time to discover that your ribs hurt you, you know, too much exercise. I would say, anyway. But he was in good shape the next day, nonetheless. I happen to look at the clock over here, and believe it or not, 15 minutes have passed. And in case you came aboard late and wonder who the Gabby one is, my name is Craig Harrison. I'm your host on Starlight Salute, and I'm broadcasting from KCBS and from KCBS FM with studios right here in San Francisco.